Football on Off the Ball.
So he brought Max Damon on, who's not 16 until December, by the way. It's sort of ridiculous. I can't really explain it, to see a 15-year-old come on and do what he did.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll have the fallout from last night's Premier League clash as Leeds got off to the perfect start against Everton. We look ahead to the Champions League playoff action as Robbie Keane is just one tie away from reaching the lucrative league phase. And just what lower league teams abroad should you be following from an Irish perspective as the World Cup qualifiers draw ever closer? But first to events at Elland Road last night. Lucas Metcha converted a controversial late penalty on his debut as Leeds made a winning return to the Premier League, beating Everton by 1-0. Second half substitute Metcha held his nerve to fire home an 84th minute winner from the spot and seal Leeds a deserved win after Everton captain James Tarkowski was adjudged to have handled the ball. Leeds debutant Anton Stach's thumping shot struck Tarkowski on the arm, and although referee Chris Kavanagh's penalty decision appeared harsh, it was upheld by VAR. Everton boss David Moyes says the refereeing decision is difficult to take.
The rules were supposed to be that, you know, we'd give handballs. If we thought, we saw one, I think, on Friday night wasn't given, which looked far, far clearer handball than it was tonight. And I know it was in a different part of the pitch. I don't understand that.
Jack Grealish was introduced as a second-half substitute for the Toffees, but he couldn't ignite anything in a largely toothless Everton attacking performance. Moyes wants to introduce Grealish into the team, but to do so at the right time.
I don't want us to put him out there and the expectations be too high too quickly for him. I think he's very rarely played two games in a row. He's very rarely played three games in a row. So if you actually look into his history, you'll find that he's not done that. So we'll have to bring him on and we'll need to do it at the right times.
Meanwhile, Leeds capped their return to the Premier League with a good performance and a result. Their boss, Daniel Farke, says that he was pleased with the way his team dominated the game.
Yes, of course, we have to be well-structured and good unit against the ball and very compact in our defending. But it was good for the confidence in our approach today. And for that, really priceless 3 points in the first game day.
Whilst goal scorer Lucas Metcha says that the home fans can help his side create an intense atmosphere for opposition teams.
I think definitely at home we have amazing fans. It was very loud in here, electric. I don't think I've felt something like this before. I think in the way we played very mature for a side that's just come up. When we went 1-0 up, we slowed the game down, got our free kicks and stuff like that. We controlled a lot of the game.
And to some transfer news, we begin with a transfer that may not materialise after all. Federico Chiesa, who was Liverpool's match winner on Friday evening, is understood to be keen on staying at Anfield. The Italian forward wants to fight for a place in the squad. As the summer transfer window nears its conclusion, focus is shifting to players who are looking for exits and clubs are ready to offload. Chelsea in particular are looking to trim a very bloated squad. Among those potentially on the way out are Raheem Sterling and Christopher Nkunku, both high-profile names on the list of eight players the club is actively seeking to move on. Bayern Munich are reported to be interested in taking Nkunku on loan, but Chelsea prefer a permanent transfer. Fulham, meanwhile, are said to be keen on Sterling, potentially seeing him as a successor to the recently departed Willian. Elsewhere, Aston Villa have shown interest in Nicholas Jackson, one of several other Chelsea names, including Axel Disasi, Renato Vega, Kearney Chukwuemeka, Ben Chilwell, Tyreek George, and new arrival Aaron Anselmino, who may be moved on either via loan or sale. At Manchester United, Andre Onana was notably dropped on Sunday in favour of Altay Bayindir, with veteran Tom Heaton named on the bench. Onana's future now appears uncertain, with reports suggesting former club Inter Milan are interested in bringing him back just over 2 years on after his standout performance in the 2023 Champions League final defeat to Manchester City. Back to Liverpool, a deal that could happen is for Crystal Palace defender Marek Guéhi, however any move may be delayed. Similarly to Tottenham's pursuit of Eberechi Eze, appears to be one for later in the window. Palace are reluctant to sell either player until after their Europa Conference League playoff clash with Norwegian side Fredrikstad this Thursday. Spurs are reportedly preparing a structured offer worth £55 million plus add-ons for Eze. Rennes defender Jeremy Jacquet is being considered by Palace as a potential replacement for Guéhi. Over to Newcastle, any move for Brentford's Johan Vissa looks to be on hold. Brentford are unwilling to sanction a deal until they bring in a replacement, a familiar theme for the Magpies, who are in search of cover up front with Alexander Isak sidelined. Meanwhile, Borussia Dortmund are looking to secure a loan deal from Manchester City's young Argentine midfielder, Claudio Echeverri, who made a cameo appearance in last season's FA Cup final. City are also planning to loan Norwegian prospect Sverre Nipan to Middlesbrough. West Ham are prepared to allow Mexican international Edson Alvarez to join Turkish giants Fenerbahce. The deal would initially be a loan with an option to make the move permanent, including a loan fee as part of the agreement. And finally, Wolves have confirmed the signing of defender Jackson Chachua from Serie A side Hellas Verona. The Cameroonian right-back has moved to Molineux on a five-year deal for a fee of just over £10 million. It was episode 2 of Matthew Brennan's Football Green Scene on Off the Ball Breakfast on Tuesday morning, and he gave a rundown as to which teams you should be following from an Irish perspective this week.
Who's our live notification team?
So fixtures this weekend, the Immerins Barnet. It's funny, I was looking at this. I just put this together. I had to double check it a couple of times. So Barnet are playing Swindon tonight and Cheltenham on Saturday. Uh-huh. Both away from home.
Yeah.
Brian Barry Murphy's Cardiff are playing Wimbledon tonight and Luton on Saturday.
Also both away
from home. Oof. Conor Howard's Barnsley are playing Peterborough tonight and Wimbledon on Saturday.
What's the team?
They're both away from home. Reading, Noel Hunt's Reading, are playing Bolton away tonight and Wickham away on the weekend.
Jesus, no Irish managers at the end of the week.
What's all that about? You tell me. Alan Sheehan, Swansea are at home to Watford, ruining the team. Yeah. And Brentford, Keith Andrews, Brentford take on Jers Aston Villa at the weekend. Notification game of three here on three different nights. Leighton Orient playing Plymouth tonight. Good bit of Irish involvement there on Leighton Orient front. Onis Enni up front looking to keep his good form up. Derby are playing Bristol City on Friday night. Again, Bristol City, another one of the teams with a good few Irish players, mostly coming off the bench outside of Jason Knight. Max O'Leary actually was in the last squad for Ireland. He's not getting much of a look in. He was injured at the start of the season there. He might still be out, but they've gotten a goalkeeper in on loan from Manchester United, and he started the season very well, so he might struggle to get back in there.
Right.
And then our last game on Saturday, as I mentioned earlier, Barnett are going away to Cheltenham. Dean Brennan in search of his first win.
I have them added there now.
Good stuff.
To listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning, you can tune in from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. And if you want a full rundown of all the Irish players abroad, just search the Green Scene wherever you get your pods. And remember to celebrate our Premier League commentaries returning alongside our League of Ireland coverage. You can catch all of our football content for free this week, including the very best bits from the John Giles retirement night.
The John Giles era with Off the Ball has come to an emotional end.
Off the Ball wouldn't exist the way it does without the existence of John Giles.
Helped by a plethora of John's friends and family within and without football, we pay tribute to the great man in front of a selected audience.
So we are here tonight to celebrate not just the impact John has had on Off the Ball over the last 20 years or so, but really the unrivaled impact that he's had on Irish football going back 70 years.
This week in the OTB football feed, look out for the full John Giles tribute night.
If we didn't say John was the best player I've ever played with, he would tell you why he was.
Eddie, I might come to that in a minute. Yeah. Yeah.
We speak to John himself about his 7 decades in football, former Leeds teammates Eddie Gray and Joe Jordan, plus tributes from Liam Brady, Brian Kerr and many more.
As you say, it's what, 20 odd?
23 years.
20 years. Well, they did well to put up with me for 20 years.
Released in 3 parts, we'll drop the first part of the John Giles tribute night on Tuesday morning. And to mark the occasion, it will be available for free for a limited time only. The John Giles tribute, only available in your OTB football feed.
It is a big night in Europe as the first leg of the Champions League playoff ties get underway tonight. Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros will come up against Shelburne's Conqueror's Karabag tonight in Budapest. It has been the best of starts domestically for Ferencvaros, picking up just 7 points from their opening 4 games, while they lost 2-1 at home to Puskás FC Academia at the weekend, albeit Keane selected a largely second-string side. Republic of Ireland international Calum O'Dowda was an unused sub in all of the league games, but has played all of the Champions League ties, and he will be expected to start tonight at left wing back. After Karabag beat Shells, they went on to record a 6-1 aggregate win over North Macedonian side KF Skendia. They have also benefited from having their league games postponed to allow them focus on European competition and the possible €20 million that they could possibly earn with qualification for the league phase. Speaking at the pre-match press conference, Keane says that the sides are well matched up.
I think the two teams are even, fairly even. But we have a chance, of course, because I think if the way we play and the way we want to play, I think we can cause them a lot of problems. I think in any situation when you're playing in the two legs, is most important is a clean sheet, because we have players in the team that we know that can score goals, and that can be dangerous. But when you get to this level, you're playing against different opposition. The higher you go, the harder it becomes. So we know that they're a good team. And this is the first time the guys have been in this situation for the club for a good few years. But we have to embrace it, enjoy it. And this is why I'm a coach, and the players want to play at the highest level. So it doesn't get any higher than this. So they know the importance of the game.
And he defended his decision to the local journalists to rest players in the league.
Different competition. Also, everybody keep talking about how important this game is, and the big importance is huge, of course. So, also, I rest 10 players in the last game. You can't have everything. Also, we deserve to win the game if we take a chances. In the first thing, so this is gone, but that's the league. In this competition, we've been different. We've been very, very good. And the supporters, again, bring your energy, bring your noise, bring your singing voices like they did last week. It was incredible, and also on Saturday. But also we have to give them something to shout about. We have to get them excited. The players have to play with intensity and heart, and to show fight for the jersey and for the supporters.
Elsewhere in Europe tonight, Rangers boss Russell Martin says they have a huge opportunity to put their early season form behind them in the first leg of their playoff with Club Brugge. The Glasgow club have drawn their opening two Scottish Premiership games ahead of tonight's clash at Ibrox. Martin admits it's been a tough start, but can't wait to experience more European nights.
I think it would be incredibly exciting. It would help us a lot as a football club moving forward, and not just financially and all that, but what it would do for the players and their belief, and to then pit yourself against some of the best teams in the world would be brilliant.
Rangers midfielder Tello Asgard insists the players know what they need to do at home to the Belgians tonight. Asgard is fresh from making his debut on Saturday after signing from Luton Town last month. He says it would be amazing to have an impact on Europe's top competition.
It's playing the Champions League is every kid's dream, and yeah, if I can contribute in a Rangers shirt and big European nights, it'll be a dream.
Tonight's other clashes see FK Shervina Shvedsta play Cypriot side Paphos FC, who've added former Champions League winner David Luiz to their squad. All tonight's games kick off at 8 o'clock. Real Madrid begin their La Liga campaign tonight as they host Osasuna at the Santiago Bernabeu. Madrid are looking to put a campaign in which they won none of the three major trophies, La Liga, the Champions League or the Copa del Rey, behind them. Expectations are very high behind the scenes after Xabi Alonso replaced Carlo Ancelotti, and he looks set to have much more power than his predecessors as coach. Madrid have also spent more than €180 million on four signings, €10 million on Trent Alexander-Arnold so that he could play the Club World Cup with them rather than waiting for his Liverpool contract to expire at the end of June, €58 million on Spain centre-back Dean Huijsen from Bournemouth, €50 million on left-back Alvaro Carreras from Benfica, and €63 million on Argentine playmaker Franco Mastantuono from River Plate. Two of the club's longest-serving players have also left in Lucas Vazquez and Luka Modric, taking with them a combined 51 winners' medals. Kick-off tonight is at 8 o'clock. And that is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous, and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers
in Mexico City.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. It turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.